NewsRamp Education Podcast, Friday afternoon, January 30th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up, Young Drivers of Canada 2026 Graduate Survey confirms long-term impact of predictive driving habits. Young Drivers of Canada has released results from its 2026 Graduate Survey, showing that students who completed the program over 2 years ago maintained strong habits in hazard identification and predictive driving. Graduates rated the program highly for helping them predict dangerous situations and avoid them. This reinforces young drivers' focus on habit-based driver education for long-term safety outcomes.
Texas State University's new program helps lift small business growth. Texas State University's Lift Accelerator program, designed to boost small business growth, saw over 300 leaders complete the 6-week course. Results show a significant increase in marketing confidence, with 98% setting social media goals post-program. Developed by Scale Up in collaboration with TAMIC, the initiative aims to equip entrepreneurs with practical tools for success. Future opportunities are in the works for interested participants. Launching a think tank to advance maternal vitality in Georgia. A new maternal health vitality think tank, MHVTT, has been launched in Georgia to address the state's high maternal mortality rates. Led by the Georgia Health Initiative, this collaborative effort aims to coordinate solutions and improve maternal health outcomes statewide. Partner organizations include the Annie E. Casey Foundation, Emory University, and the Georgia Hospital Association. For more information, visit maternalvitalityga.org.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Education Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.